This is Community Connection on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.
Thanks again for making us part of your weekend here on Community Connection, KGMI News Talk 790, KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. No matter what platform you happen to be accessing the show, it's always a pleasure when we can either come into your living room, your car, your mobile device. I'm thinking probably more mobile devices than anything else. Christian, you see, I knew I was going to mess up your name the minute you walked in. Why did I think that? It just was in my head. I was going to ask you actually about platforms here in just a minute. Kristen Nguyen, she is with Cascade Connections with us today. Give us your big haughty title.
I am the administrator of the vocational services.
And go ahead and do the 10 second, we call it the platitude for George Beanblossom.
Okay, George Beanblossom is my boss, and he's the best boss in the world.
I can't make it to an interview without hearing that. It makes my heart jump.
Well, it certainly scores points on Mondays.
Yeah, sure. I bet it does. Always good seeing you, Kristen. And I was talking about platforms that people access the show on. A minute ago, I was saying that thank you for bringing us into your living room. Well, that's probably the TV. I don't think they're listening in their living room, but probably the mobile device.
Probably.
More than likely. You listen to stuff on the mobile device too?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Do you do that at work?
Mostly when I'm walking. Yeah. I usually use my computer if I'm in my office.
I understand. Well, we're not here to talk about platforms. We're here to talk about stuff's going on at Cascade Connections, which, by the way, a lot of people may be joining us for the very first time. Don't know about Cascade Connections. Don't know why they wouldn't, because you guys are everywhere doing.
We are getting super well known.
Yeah,
thank you, Bill. Thanks.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I always like telling good people about greater people who are doing even more greater things in the community. So let's tell them first about what Cascade Connections is all about.
So Cascade Connections, we're a local nonprofit. We've been in business for over 37 years. Mm-hmm. Our mission is to empower individuals with disabilities to enhance their quality of life. So essentially, we support people to live in their homes. We provide support with shopping and cooking, cleaning, personal care, and getting out in the community. Mm-hmm. And then we also help folks with a variety of different types of disabilities to both find employment and to keep those jobs.
Yeah. I know you have brought people in from time to time, extra guests that have that you've placed out in the community, and they're doing wonderful things. I think we had a conversation with Kayla and Tim, brother and sister,
yes.
Maybe last week or week before last, who are now living on their own with supported living, obviously. And they had a great story.
Yes, they're both great individuals.
Yeah, and the big problem we had was getting Kayla out of her shell. She just didn't like to talk.
I'm sure that's probably not correct.
If you heard the interview, pretty much Kayla took it over.
Yes,
which is fine. That means less heavy lifting for me.
Absolutely, she's an amazing speaker.
A job I know is a lot more than just a paycheck. When you place people like that, there's a lot of great self-worth going on with that.
There is. Yeah. So when we introduce ourselves to people, typically somebody asks you, what's your name? And then mm-hmm. the second question they ask is, what do you do?
Yeah.
And when you're able to say, I work for Hagen, or I work for Fred Meyer, or I work for the local car wash, or I work for another organization, it definitely helps empower some respect and status. And when you have a paycheck, you also have some choices around what it is that you spend your money on, where you live, and mm-hmm. what you buy.
Yeah. We are speaking with Kristen Nguyen. She is with Cascade Connections. You had a big party, big fundraiser. How'd that go?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
This year we partnered with both.
Oh, it was a hamster crawl, right?
It was the hamster crawl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We partnered with Hagen Food and Pharmacy and KISM. We brought in over $13,000 throughout this event to mm-hmm. specifically to support people with disabilities in our community.
This is one where people went from locale to locale eating and maybe imbibing an adult beverage or two along
yes.
the way and having fun, right?
Yes. Yeah. I would like to give a great big shout out to all of our route sponsors.
Let me stand back, because we must stroke the sponsors, because they did the heavy lifting on this.
They were awesome. We had a lot of different venues and so much fun to try different food and drinks from mm-hmm. places maybe you might not have otherwise gone to.
Like
Artifacts, Bellingham Bar and Grill, Boundary Bay, Casa Que Pasa, Cosmos, Grand Avenue Ale House, The Horseshoe, The Real McCoy, The Racket, Rook and Rogue, Ishka's Irish Pub, and of course, The Underground.
She did that without notes. That commands respect.
I might have had a little paper.
a little help. Well, anyway, but huge success. $13,000 raised all the way around. And I'm assuming that there's something maybe in the planning.
Yeah, what's we next? Got some more stuff in the cooker. Mm-hmm. We have once again teamed up with Hagen Food and Pharmacy and KISM, and we will be bringing you the third annual Hamster Ball, which is our fall event. Mm-hmm. This year it's scheduled for Friday, November 7th, and will again be at the ferry terminal. Mm-hmm. We have local vendors who will be providing wine, beer, chocolate, and culinary specialties. And this year, Market Street Catering will also be serving up some delicious food, and guests will be able to kick off the holiday season and dance the night away.
Okay, wait a minute. We need to get summer out of the way, and you're already talking about holidays?
This takes a lot of work,
and
we want to make sure it's a really fun event.
Can people already make reservations for this now?
Well, not quite yet.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
You can't get tickets yet, right?
Can't get tickets yet. I do promise that we can keep you updated on CascadeConnections.org.
Yeah.
You can also find Cascade Connections on Facebook, and we also have a fundraising page called Hamster Events on Facebook, and we'll be keeping everyone updated there as well.
Now you've done the big gala here, the Hamster Ball, two times. This is the third one.
This will be the third one,
and I'm assuming the first two were very, very successful.
Very, very successful. Yeah. So much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you're
much
looking
fun.
Forward to. Do you have a dollar figure like in your head that you maybe a goal that you're looking towards on this?
Well, I haven't totally figured it out yet. Mm-hmm. I do think that having Hagen Food and Pharmacy involved this year will definitely put us over the edge.
I was going to say, are you stepping up your game a little on this one?
Definitely. They are providing us with a lot of support in connecting local providers of different food and beverages that we would otherwise have a little bit more of a challenge getting them to open the door.
Oh, okay. That's nice to have a heavy hitter on your side, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, in the few seconds we have left, first of all, go ahead and stroke your boss again. I want to give you plenty of opportunity to do
George Bean Blossom is my boss, and he's the best boss in the world.
I need to tape that and put it on a loop and just run it under our interview, you know, the whole time.
Sounds great.
Now, if they want more information about Cascade Connections, maybe they're looking for a job with Cascade Connections, and maybe they have somebody they need to have placed or your help or whatever, or they need to know about the Hamster Ball that's coming up. Let's give them the contact info again.
CascadeConnections.org, or you can give our administrative office a call at 360-714-9355.
How about Facebook? Are you there as well?
We are on Facebook under Cascade Connections, and we also have the events page called Hamster Events, and we'll give you updates about the ball, and then, of course, we'll be having the crawl again next May.
Sure. You are welcome back anytime. Will you come back and see us again?
You know I will.
Kristen Nguyen, she is with Cascade Connections. I tell you her full job title, but I don't know if I have enough time yet because there's so many duties that she has. She's just, I'll call her one of the boss ladies there.
Yes, thank you.
Always good seeing you.
Nice to see you too.
We will continue with Community Connection here in a moment. KGMI News Talk 790, KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
This is Community Connection on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.